all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly?
It is time to take back your power, taking command over you, your worlds, and activities, for the time has arrived. Aloha and welcome to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, May Leilani. Our call-in numbers are toll-free 888-228-4494, Canada, 877-489-6350. Our direct lines are same area code 530-776-5154 or 776-5185 and 876-9919. And I personally want to welcome and thank each and every one of our listeners tonight. Welcome to Paradise, Pal Talk, and to BBSRadio.com. I am very excited about this evening and our guest that has joined us for this evening. It has been a show that I've been excited and thrilled to share with you worldwide. And it's really interesting because one of the listeners of this show said to me one evening, Leilani, I would love to share with you some beautiful music that has inspired not only my life, but you tonight have reminded me of the great works that our guest tonight is about to share with each and every one of us. And the moment I started listening to this wonderful music, the sounds of Cyrus, I knew immediately that I had to email this beautiful, beautiful spirit to share with all of you worldwide. And before I welcome our guest this evening, please allow me to share you with this wonderful information about our guest, Leah Scallon, that was born in Ireland, where she graduated from Trinity College, Dublin and Queen's University, Belfast, before becoming a professional actress in theater, film, and television. She now calls Australia home. We want to welcome all the people from Australia that are listening and tuning in this evening, and especially to our guest. In about 1990, seeking her own answers to her own health problems, a new path began to emerge. In tandem with her acting career, and Leah was led into the realm of spirit as she experienced and studied many and various healing modalities. Her own unique gifts of channeling emerged. Eventually, this work became her true passion as it became evident that the gift of the sounds of Cyrus was to be used not only for her own self-healing, but for the healing and comfort of others as well. In the year 2000, Leah started her one-on-one healing practice, Healing with the Sounds of Cyrus, channeling the beautiful melodies and sacred language of Cyrus to individual clients. In 2002, her two CDs, Star Song and Song of the Earth, were released in response to the strong guidance from Spirit that the sound of Cyrus should be made accessible to many more people than she could see on a personal basis. Three more titles have followed to date: Diamond Light Meditation for Women, Diamond Light Meditation for Men, and Breath of Life. And what's really wonderful is I have the honor and the opportunity to also share hot off the press, her new title of her new CD, The First Little Angels on Earth. Let us all give our guest, Leah, a warm welcome to the show. Welcome, Leah.
Hello, Leilani. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's an absolute pleasure to be here with you and your listeners. And I'm very, very grateful for the opportunity to speak to the world through your show.
Oh, and it is our honor indeed. It's really interesting because for the past couple of months, all the listeners have been told about your appearance on tonight's show. And we have played your CDs numerous of times and shared it with a lot of individuals. It was their first opportunity to be able to listen to your CDs. And I have to say, the moment I heard them, I said, I've got to know who this young lady is. And so I'd like for you to share with all of our listeners tonight a little bit about your acting career before we dive into your CDs and the work that you're doing.
Well, Leilani, since I was a young child, acting was something that I felt was going to be my life. And in fact, after I left university, I became a professional actress almost immediately. I started off in theatre in Dublin. In fact, when I was at university in Dublin, I went to Trinity College Dublin, which is a sister university with Oxford and Cambridge. And some of your listeners may have heard of the Cambridge Footlights Theatre, which is part of the university. And my university, Trinity, had a similar drama soc, which in fact was treated really like a little professional theatre within the Dublin theatre scene. So this was one of my reasons for choosing that university to go to. And so my time at university was really almost like drama school. So as soon as I left, I became a professional actress. And I suppose my background has been mainly theatre, but I have also done some film and television. And there have been a few highlights within that career. I suppose the most recent, which was interesting, as I was, in a sense, leaving the profession, or it was shortly after that I left the profession, was a movie called Paradise Road, which it was the first movie that Cate Blanchett starred in. And it also had a vast ensemble cast of very well-known people like Glenn Close, Frances McDormand, Julianne Margulies, Pauline Collins, and several other very well-known international actors.
Nice.
And in my theatre career in Dublin, I worked with people like Liam Neeson and Stephen Ray, and So I suppose at some points in my acting career, it really did seem that I was going to, in a sense, be recognized in a big way for that. But life has turned out to be quite different than I expected. And I'm now involved in something that I suppose is giving me a lot more fulfillment than acting was in the latter years of my career.
Well, what's really nice, Leah, is these will be great mediums for you as well to touch and utilize to reach people worldwide. And here we are on radio now. And so you're doing it, Leah. You're getting out there and you're sharing with the world, even just for you to be present, you know, when you're doing acting, you know, you're doing your professional acting. You're touching many lives, and I really wanted to honor that as well in tonight's show. For all our listeners that are tuned in, I invite each of you to explore my show page with BBS Radio. I have a wealth of information that I have shared with all of you this evening about Leah. I have her website, her email address, if you would like to contact her. And I also have all of Leah's information posted in all the rooms for the listeners as well. So let me ask, Let me back up here for just a moment, because I would like to share that website as well real quick with our listeners, and that is Sounds of Cyrus, spelled S as in Sam, IRIUS.com. So, Leah, that brings to mind to me, because as I was reading your wonderful bio and sharing it with our listeners, it was a health problem that became a catalyst for you to seek the spiritual path. Would you share with us this evening how this unfolded for you?
Yes, I certainly will, Leilani, and that is correct. It was really a health issue, as I think it is for many people who end up in the healing profession. I think very often it's our own personal struggle and our own personal, very often, health issues that bring us to seek and to go deeper within ourselves to find answers that are not presenting themselves in our day-to-day lives. It was 1990 when that happened for me. I had just spent 3 years in London. I'd been in Australia since 82, and then in 1986 I went to London, and I had a very challenging time there emotionally, and I became, I suppose, through that emotional trauma, I became quite ill and quite weak. So when I returned to Australia in 1990, I had a second bout of glandular fever, which then resulted in, I suppose, what you would call chronic fatigue syndrome. And I knew very well deep within myself that this was something that was not going to be addressed by the medical profession. I knew that this illness had come because of a deep, need within me to discover more meaning in my life.
Yes.
And so I decided at that stage that I would then open the doors to my spiritual life again, which I had, in a way, shut down some years before. And so I started to study and to do courses in spiritual healing, kinesiology, crystal healing, Reiki, bush flowers, bark flower essences, and I just really began to delve into all aspects of spirituality that came my way. I just kept my mind very open, and I just let things flow, and I just followed my instinct and my intuition with regards to where I should be going next. And almost immediately when I started that process, my channel opened. And when I say that I had shut down my spirituality, it was very tied in with my channeling opening again, because when I had shut down spiritually, I had been, I think I was about 22, 23, and I was going through a difficult time then as well. It was my final year at college, and I was deeply involved in spirituality at that stage because my family, I came from a very strong Irish Catholic family, and at that stage a lot of the family were involved in this charismatic renewal, which was, you know, sort of like a new phase was going through the Catholic Church at that stage. And because my family was involved, I was involved as well, but it was bringing up some conflict for me, because I started to question, some of the doctrines that I had grown up with. And also during that time, because I was opening up to spirit in a true way, what happened was my channel opened and the sound started to come through me, and I just didn't know what to do with it. I just didn't understand it, and I was a bit frightened by it. And because there was a lot going on in my life at that stage, with my exams and relationship issues or whatever, I decided that the safest thing for me was to just shut it all down and just, in a sense, pretend this hadn't happened. So it was interesting in 1990 when I did open again to spirit in a very deep way. These sounds and this language started to come through me again.
And if I may,
a little
just
bit more. Pardon me.
Pardon me, Leah, if I may interject here for just a moment. If we could get you to speak up just a bit more. It would be extremely helpful. The listeners are so tuned in to your words, and they're complimenting you on such a wonderful, soft voice. If we could just get you to do that for us.
Indeed. I'm sorry. Yes, as I was saying, I think when in 1990, when my channel opened again and this language and this singing started to come through me, this time with a little bit more life experience under my belt, I suppose, I just decided that I was not going to be frightened. I was going to just go with what was happening. And I really understood that this was obviously, this energy was coming through as a means to help me heal myself. And so I went with it. And through the next 10 years, in fact, I used this for myself only. And as I was studying all these various modalities and, you know, receiving healing myself, this gift, as I saw it then, developed and grew organically, really, as I began to open up more, and I suppose as I cleared more of my baggage, there was more room for this energy to come in, because it was a very, very high vibration energy. I understood that right away. And so as I cleared more of my own issues, then it grew and it expanded and it got bigger. And to this day, it's still doing that. It's changing as I develop and as I grow and as I learn more. It's also growing with the energy is growing as well.
Wow, that is so incredible to me, because I was sitting here just, you know, sitting envisioning what that might have felt like and looked like for you when your channels started to open up. And, you know, I can just imagine that it did create some discomfort and fear, you know, not quite sure exactly what was happening to you. So let me ask you this. How were you able to understand that, you know, it was channels that were opening up and you were actually receiving a direct transmission? Because, you know, a lot of us understand that one of the highest universities of learning with spirit is on the planet of Sirius.
Yes, well, I suppose Sirius, as I call it, was not something that entered into it for me for quite some time. What was happening for me was that this energy, when I would enter a meditative state or when I would sit down just to, you know, relax or try to get in tune with the spirit or think about the issues that were going on for me, this would just automatically happen for me. And because the language was not a known language, there were words in there that were familiar to me, which seemed to be sacred words like Alleluia, Kyrie, Christe, these sorts of words. So I felt that this language was a very sacred thing, but it was not something that I was getting a literal translation for. So it was very much for me a question of trust, and still is, I suppose, to understand that this language, I suppose, was coming from a high source, because it was coming through when I was trying to get in touch with or become connected with the God force. I felt that it was coming from a high spiritual realm, and so I just let it flow in that way. It wasn't, and I suppose there isn't even a moment when I can say that I recognized that this energy was coming from Sirius. It was over the years when I received bits of guidance, either through myself or coming to me through other people, that I began to understand that this energy that was coming through me was connected with the star system Sirius. Now, what I did learn, and what might be interesting to your listeners to know, is that the planet Sirius has been very important to many ancient civilizations. For example, the Egyptians, who who basically all of their sacred calendar, their rituals, and their life was revolved around Sirius. And some of the great pyramids are actually directly aligned with Sirius. For example, the great pyramid of Cheops, the king's chamber is aligned with Orion, and the queen's chamber is aligned with Sirius. So the Egyptians believed that Sirius was the life giver of the planet. They believed that all energy on this planet came from Sirius. And they associated Sirius with abundance and with life, because with the Heliac rising of Sirius, which happens in July, came the flooding of the River Nile, and hence the fertility and the prosperity of Egypt. So they believed that Sirius, in a sense, was the god force. The Dogon tribe in Africa, for example, 3,000 years ago, there are cave drawings where they show this orbit of Sirius. And it wasn't really until very recent times that our scientists understood that Sirius was not just one star, but it actually has a dwarf star behind it. But I suppose I'd say that I don't get very hung up on the idea that, you know, I'm from Sirius, or, you know, this energy is coming from Sirius. What is more important for me is the quality of the energy itself. And what I would say is that when I'm channeling this energy and these beautiful melodies and this sacred light language, the prime energy that I'm feeling is the energy of the divine feminine. It's the goddess energy. When I'm channeling the energy, I feel her energy coming through me. It's the mother. Now, however you may see that, whether you see it as Mother Mary, as Isis, what the goddess has many forms. But this energy of the divine mother is coming through me, and to the point where very often when I'm channeling, tears will just stream down my face, because the energy is so pure, it's so compassionate, it's so loving, that it's just pouring forth this energy of pure love for the people that are receiving, whether it's the person or the people that are receiving it. So I suppose now I see Sirius as a gateway, in a way, as are many of the other star systems, Orion, the Pleiades, Arcturus, which many other people are connected with. I see these, in a sense, as gateways to Source. These are our, in a sense, our means of getting back to the Source energy, perhaps. And what's most important is the energy itself, is our connecting with that great creative Source that is within all of us.
And it does indeed come through in your music. I know it had a tremendous effect on me as I listened to it. Matter of fact, one of my admins that watches over one of the radio rooms, she realized very quickly I was going bye-bye. It was just amazing, because your music has that effect. And it was interesting because I was listening to it once again this afternoon, and I could really feel all my chakras just responding, and I found that quite interesting as well. And so you're doing some very, very powerful work here. If I may have you share very quickly your website and contact information again with all the listeners.
Yes, my website is all the W's, soundsofsirius.com, and my email address is Leah, and that's LIA at soundsofsirius.com.
Thank you, Leah. Please share all the titles of your CDs with all the listeners as well. And I have to tell you all is that I have every one of these CDs. And I even have Leah's brand new, hot off the press CD titled The First Little Angels on Earth. And if you haven't had an opportunity to hear Leah's work, you're missing out big time. And I will say this as well, is that it's great for meditation. I'm immediately, my whole soul, body, mind, and spirit just totally surrendered itself, and I was able to travel immediately. I know it's had a very profound effect on myself, and I just knew that this young lady I had to share with the world. And before we go any further, I would like to share with you, Leah, some of the comments from the listeners, if I may.
I'd love to hear them.
Oh, absolutely. Let's see here. Hold tight. You should have seen Jasmine, which is one of my nicknames, in the radio room when she got the CD. She was like a little girl at Christmas. It was funny and wonderful to watch. And it's true. I mean, it had that much of an effect on me personally. And
that's beautiful.
One of the listeners is saying this is a great show and are thanking you for coming here to share with all of us as well, and saying this is a very interesting and well-informed topic that you are sharing with all of us. Divine Goddess says, woo, goddess energy. And one of your favorite followers and that follows your work very closely and was the person responsible for tonight's show and sharing your wonderful work with me, as Nika says, Sirius is the wisdom school of our part of the universe. And so we want to thank you all for sharing your thoughts with Leah. And also Nika says, that's so cool, Leah. So I just felt I really wanted to share that with you.
Thank you all very much.
And anyway, is it possible for you to share a little bit of the language with us on tonight's show?
I can do that. If you just give me a moment, perhaps, because this is not something that I, it's not a conscious thing for me, Leilani. This channeling comes through when I tune into spirit. So when I go into the studio, for example, to record a CD, I will have received guidance over possibly even a year of, I feel, I'm very instinctive, I suppose. I really work with my intuition. So I'm feeling, I'm knowing something's coming, and then I'll get little bites of guidance, and I'll get, and I think, yes, well, it's going to be for this, because I do receive, I suppose, some guidance as to some of the gifts that will come with the work.
Absolutely. We hope that you will forgive us. We didn't mean to put you on the spot, and all of a sudden I'm getting a direct request from the listeners to have that opportunity. So, and if you would like, I will share the titles of all your wonderful CDs to give you a moment to tune in. Mm-hmm. And then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Great. So just I will know intuitively when you're ready on your end. Take your time, and I will share further with the listeners tonight.
Okay. Thank you, Leilani.
Thank you. I'd like to share with all of you tonight all the wonderful titles of her great CDs. She's made a great CD of Meditation for Women, also Meditation for Men, Breath of Life, Songs of the Earth, and of course her new CD that's just came off hot off the press is The First Little Angels on Earth, and also Star Song. And a lot of you that has shared your presence with all of us, you've had the opportunity to actually hear Star Song. And if you haven't, you've got to listen to this CD at least one time, and it will definitely, all the CDs will definitely speak for themselves. I'd also like to take a moment and share Leah's website with all of you, and that is Sounds of Sirius, leah@soundsofcirrus.com. Her email address is leah@soundsofcirrus.com. And I just want to really invite all of you to explore her wonderful website. You can just feel the wonderful energy, the love that just radiates from her website. She's got wonderful events and classes, and you can even schedule a healing appointment. And we will talk about those before we have to say good evening to our wonderful guest, Leah. And so, Leah, just let me know if you're ready at this time.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will continue, and this is a definite treat for all of us. And we'll have to keep a very sharp eye on this young lady. She's going to do great things worldwide. She's going to end up doing a whole lot more traveling than she's ever imagined. She will end up producing a whole lot more CDs besides this one, and she will really expound upon her great work. And it's just wonderful to have the opportunity to actually speak with someone, because I do know that the energy that comes from Cirrus is extremely high, and you can even request on a personal level to have your own spirit travel there in the etheric to actually go to the university. I know I have for myself, and have gotten a lot of incredible, powerful knowledge and wisdom that has been shared with me. So give it all a try. So we'll check with Leah again and see if she is ready. Are you with us again, Leah?
Yes, I am.
Great.
Okay.
So I'll just turn it right over to you.
Lie no
Mistaken, this language is the original of the originals of language.
Well, it's very interesting you should say that, Leilani, because before I started to bring this work to other people, which was I opened a healing practice in Sydney in the year 2000, but before I started to see people, I had a couple of very powerful meditations. The first one was when I said, what am I going to call myself? Because I had never come across anyone doing what I was doing before. And the guidance I was received was very clear. The work was to be known as Diamond Healing with the Sounds of Sirius. And with that, I saw an etheric diamond being placed in my third eye. And so consequently, when I started to work with people, very often I would be bending over them as I was channeling for them. I would be bending over, and the energy of this diamond would be, in a sense, lasering into the areas that needed to be treated. The other piece of guidance that I received was that I asked, what is this language that I'm speaking that is coming through me? And they said, this is the true language of Sirius. It is the language from before language was recorded. It is the root of all language. So it was very interesting for me when I started to see clients in Sydney, Australia, where you have a real melting pot of cultures. I was seeing people of many different nationalities, and it was really wonderfully confirming for me to hear from them. You know, they were saying, do you know there are Hebrew words there? You're speaking Greek, you're speaking Italian. So
yes,
people were recognizing languages or words from their own mother tongue. So that really then confirmed for me this guidance that I had received was correct. And what I actually say to people now is that this is the language of the soul. And I call this work Soul Healing with the Sounds of Sirius. I suppose the most frequent feedback I get from people that are using the CDs, people say, I felt like I was remembering. It felt so familiar to me. I felt like I'd come home. And I think all of those, that very emotional response that people can have to this language, I've seen people as soon as perhaps they hear the first strains of the CD, they just break down. And I think it's because this is the language of the soul that we've been gifted, and I feel very privileged to be the vehicle for this to reach people, that this is our soul language, and it's waking our soul up again to remember that we really, truly are divine beings ourselves. We've been, I suppose, brought up to believe otherwise. We've been brought up to believe we're undeserving, we're no good, we're hopeless. You know, everything's a struggle. And what we have not been taught in a way is that we truly are divine. And I think that's what the Sounds of Sirius are here to help people remember, that we are connected to the God force, that we are divine beings in our own right, that we are angelic presences living on this planet, and we must reclaim that heritage which is ours.
Absolutely. You know, it's, I'd like to share some more comments, if I may, with you, Leah, from the listeners. And Butch says, when she started, it brought shivers to my body. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Rebel Dragon says that she really wanted to just sing along with you.
I get that a lot. A lot of people, actually, when... you know, I get emails from people saying, you know, as soon as I put on the CD, I was singing along with you. I didn't, but I was like, I knew it already.
So Butch, Butch also recognized the language. There was a mixture of language as you were sharing with all of us tonight. Rebel also wants you to know your music and the language is extremely beautiful. And I could not agree with you more, Rebel. Thank you for your comments. We are getting a lot of thumbs up from the listeners. Yes.
That's lovely.
I knew, everyone, that I had to get hold of Leah and share her with the world. And I'm going to be keeping a sharp eye on this young lady. And I'm glad you brought up about the diamond energy. I've been very familiar with the diamond energy for quite some time, even to the point of when I opened up my healing room for my own clients, I actually had diamonds, and I was very precise in my measurements on the walls, and I had 3 diamonds on each wall, from the ceiling to the baseboard, and I had them completely around in the healing room. And what's really interesting is that the Lord...
Hello?
Maybe one day God will show me what I need. right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie.
And welcome back to the Universal Spiritual Connection. I am your host, May Leilani, and our special guest for this evening is Leah Scullin. And I want to thank all our listeners for standing by and being patient. We do sincerely send all our apologies to each and every one of you. But I do know that you all understand when you run and pull in such high frequencies and energies, you never know what will happen. So before we have to say goodnight to our guests, there's so much more that I would like to share with all of you. And Leah, welcome back to the show. And if you
Thank
would,
you.
Would you share more about your healing that you offer to others, events and classes that you are offering as well?
Well, Leilani, I'm not doing a lot of one-to-one healing sessions here in Australia in more recent times because the guidance I was receiving was very strong that these sounds needed to get out to the world, that they needed to reach a lot more people than I could see on a one-to-one basis, and hence my concentration on these recordings, of which there are now six. However, having said that, I still do some one-to-one healing work, and I can do absent healings, which involve, I like to have a photograph of the person that I'm doing the healing for, and usually what happens is we set up a time which is good for both of us, because it's nice for the person at the receiving end to be tuning in at the same time if possible. And I treat it as if the person were with me, so I do an amount of preparation before the channeling begins. And then after the channeling is complete, I will call the person to debrief as to what has happened during the healing session for them. So it's quite amazing to come to the understanding that we don't have to be in the same physical space for energy to work. It's
That's
just
right.
as powerful at a distance because, in a sense, there is no space or time in a way with energy.
That's right. Absolutely.
And with regards to events, I have been doing some events recently involving the crystal skulls, which is a whole other topic which we probably haven't got time to go into.
But you know what, Leah?
Yes.
Let's do another show.
Well, I'd be more than happy, Sinani.
Thank you.
I'd love to join you again.
And we will talk about the crystal skulls because I know you, young lady, you've got a lot of great knowledge and wisdom to share with all of us, and I would be honored to have you again.
That's very kind of you, Leilani, to say that. I'd love to join you and your listeners again, and it's been an absolute pleasure to be here with you this evening.
Thank you. Real quick, if when the listeners are ready to explore your different CDs, how may they go about checking out your CDs?
Well, they can go onto my website, which is www.soundsofsirius.com, and they can click on the music page, and on the music page there are three sound bites of each CD. So that way you can get a little feel for each of the individual recordings before you buy. I know it's very difficult with buying CDs when you haven't heard them, so They're quite good sound bites. They're all about, you know, a minute to 2 minutes each. So you get a pretty good feel for what each CD is like. And then you can go to the online store on the website, and you can purchase the CDs through the website with credit card.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well,
yes.
I do know that we were sharing, you know, what I do, Liz, after the broadcast, I leave the radio room up for discussion with all the listeners. And as we were preparing for you to be on the show tonight, we were sharing your CD. And after the broadcast, I'll have Anika share a bit of your music as well from one of your CDs with all the listeners. So we have indeed been playing them. And I have to say I truly, truly thank you for sending me these CDs, and I will always support you in all the great works you are doing. And
thank you,
I will send you an email as well so we can connect again and get you back on the schedule as well. Before we have to say goodnight to you, I know that there are some more thoughts that you would like to share with the listeners, so I'd like to give you that opportunity.
Well, first, just as we were talking about the CDs and the availability, I should say that I would be more than happy if any of your listeners have retail outlets or whatever to make an arrangement where you could get stock for your shop. And of course, if you know of a distributor that I could be in contact with, that would be great as well. I suppose, in conclusion, I just like to say that I think we're living in very interesting times, and it is really wonderful that people like yourself, Leilani, are making this information available to people worldwide. And I think that is spreading very rapidly, the understanding that we were just speaking about earlier, that we are all divine beings, that we're moving now into a different phase, we're moving into a higher dimensional energy, and that in order to do that, we need to, I suppose, offload any baggage that we're still carrying around with us. And I think it's become urgent for us now to really face any old programming, any old patterning that we may be hanging on to, and to resolve it and try to move forward. And I think that's what the sounds of Sirius have been gifted to us for. I think that in a very non-invasive way, I think these sounds in some way are able to help people get to the core of their being.
I agree.
They're somehow able to help people to remember who they truly are at center.
Well, I know that I can not only speak for my listeners of the show, but for myself as well. We honor you and we thank you for sharing with us your wonderful works. Rebel wants you to know that we love your music and your CDs and the great works you're doing. And she makes it very clear, Rebel makes it very clear, I'm addicted. So
thank you, Rebel.
Thank you. And we'll play
spread
some
the word, Rebel.
Shoot me an email and let me know what your thoughts are about expanding your CDs in the United States. I just may be the person that can assist you in that area. And I'm also going to be opening up a spiritual store as well, so you're welcome to list those CDs there as well.
That's
on that
really
note,
wonderful.
We want to thank our guests for this evening. Our true desire is that we hope that you have taken and empowered yourselves on your own spiritual journey. Remember, you are indeed the great mighty I Am presence, the power and the authority of you, your worlds, and activities. Always stand side by side with love, support for all your sisters and brothers worldwide. We want to thank you all for being here with us and sharing your presence. On that note, we will say good night.
Good night.
Good night, Leah. And blessings
thank you,
to all. Thank you.
all that I can be. And maybe one day God will show me what I need. Right now, I'm not so sure about myself. Will I ever turn and face myself and learn to fly? I've always heard that mirrors never lie, but that's not true because I see a man but feel a child. There are some of us who can hear a voice inside, a truthful voice that says, yes, you were born to fly, you were born to fly. We were born to fly high. We were born to fly, and so was I. I asked myself, what will I come to be? I have a choice now, so I guess up to me. Maybe I will make a difference in this world. Maybe I will teach another boy or another girl how to fly. Teach them all that they were born to fly. And we were born to fly, so was I. But when you live in a world that tells you that you can't, and when you live in a world that says you must be something other than what you are in a world that forgets you were born to fly. We were born to fly. We were born to fly. Oh,